This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, we are joined by none other than the Forex Jaguar. Man, welcome to MUT.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Brother, nice music, man. Thank you. Nice music. Yes, take us through. Where did you fall in love with music? Like, this genre, to be specific.
With music, because I love music. Mm-hmm. Not just the genre on its own. Some people get like to see and they'll be like, Aibo, you also listen to this type of music. It's not only just hip hop, but it's just that hip hop is what I prefer to do. But I listen to a lot like Maskandi and everything. But because due to what I grew up listening to, it's a lot of different genres. It was just good music without differentiating genre wise. So I fell in love with music. The person or an artist that inspired me crazy enough to do music was Chris Brown.
Oh, wow.
And I used to watch Chris Brown on TV and I'd be like, yo, I want to be like this, bro. I also want to be living that life.
And
you
he's
know?
A legend.
You see? So with my sister, we used to sing along on Chris Brown songs and everything like that. And then I started wanting to be in music, and then when I got into, I felt like hip hop is what I can do better. And then when I got into the hip hop, I fell in love with all the likes of J. Cole. Those are my role models now in the music thing. But
in hip hop,
In hip hop, those he's the role model now in just music generally.
Lovely. Mentioning your sister, that you also just fell in love with music. Chris Brown was a huge inspiration to your craft. And of course, Ekhaya, how did they receive this genre? What is, man?
The hip hop one.
Yeah, the hip hop one.
Back in the days, mom used to be like, you know, because hip hop is
more satanic, you know?
So I used to play like songs like Lil Wayne and Rick Ross, I'm Not a Star.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of swearing on that. So at that time, I didn't know English that much. I was just singing to the words. And then I was singing out loud. And she used to have a problem with me because of that. And then now when I started like understanding, I'm looking back, I'm like,
that
was the problem. And it's crazy because you get to realize at the later stage, you go, this song was actually talking about this.
That's why she was mad.
Yeah. But now, she don't have a problem. My mom is the most supportive person because like my mom is the person that made me who I am. I'm not going to talk more about my dad. Because, yeah, he's there, but I'm living with my mom. The rest of my life, I've been living it with mom. So she's been the best person in my life to ever exist around.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Because mothers, man, yo, then the nature, guys. They always bring joy.
They're the ones. Bro.
Yes, I remember. Your story just reminds me of my story, feeling love and radio, because my dad didn't want me to pursue this, you know, career, because I'm like, I do physics like your brothers, like your sisters, you know, and I was like, no, I want to do radio because I love talking, I love entertaining people, so this is what I'm doing, and my mom supported me, and mothers, ma'am, keep on doing the great work, hey?
That's where the heart, like, you should, to take you to one of the songs too I dropped, which is titled Dropout. When I was in high school, I was so focused. I was just doing music. And I was so focused in school because mom too also wanted me to pursue the music part, the school part, the academics. So I was so focused and I passed very well my matric, and then I went to UKZN. When I went to UKZN, I was supposed to go to UJ for fine arts, but I didn't actually get through because of some things I couldn't submit, you see. So I ended up going for crop horticultural science at UKZN. And when I got there, I studied and I didn't have a problem because the basic was just the basics of what I learned in school, and I was passing. But I sat with myself and thought, no, man. Yazi, the most thing I do throughout the whole entire day is the music part. And I am at school, but I'm supposed to be schooling, but I'm just doing the music thing. So I used to miss classes and all things like that. When we were supposed to be doing assignments or practicals, mm-hmm. I used to get to read the email like an hour before the inception of the practical. So I used to go there very late, and then come back very late, and I was alone. So I was deep into my thoughts, and I'm thinking, I used to be depressed about it, always cry about it and be like, no. And then I realized to myself when I was watching, because I was more on YouTube and all. So I'm watching videos on YouTube. I watch like J. Cole, obviously, mm-hmm. and I watch Steve Harvey, like the videos. During that day, that night, all the video I saw, the algorithm sends me these videos, because I was asking myself, like, what should I actually do? Do I choose the music part or the school part? So the algorithm gave me the answer. They said, follow your heart and do what you want to do, because that's where you make the most money, when you doing something you love. So that's when I dropped out of school. I came back home. I made a song titled Dropout, so y'all can check it out. And mom, I didn't tell mom I'm dropping out of school, but she saw. And then I dropped a song. Oh, I recorded the song and played it for like 2 months. And they ended up knowing the song. And I released the song, and I didn't expect it. She did a release party for my song.
Wow.
They woke me up, because.
Like a premiere.
Yeah.
Oh! Shout out to mommy.
And
wow.
I was just sleeping on that day, bro. I'm just depressed. I'm like, wow, I'm dropping this song, and I really dropped out of school. What mm-hmm. is mom gonna say? That's what's ringing in my head. And then they woke me out. They said, the song is out, bro. Congratulations. We did a bri and everything wow. and everything. That's where I saw Wootsie. Mom is the best ever.
Listen, mom, we love you here. Hey. Yes, and of course, speaking of music, take us through the song Final 21 by Forex Jaguar. Who wrote it? Who did you work with in the song?
In this song it sums up the whole album 21. Mm-hmm. That's why I put it as an intro. When I came back from school, I asked mom, like, okay, I'm trying to know what happened when I was young, because I was trying to like reflect on my life in this album, you see. So I asked her, like, okay, what happened to your family? What happened to granny? Mm. What happened? Why were you kicked out of home? And she told me, like, she was kicked out of home when her mama passed away, which is my granny. And after the funeral, she was kicked out. And then she told me, like, everything carried me throughout. And in this song, I wrote it entirely by myself.
Wow.
I remember I was asking her when she was going to work. I'm asking mom what happened, and she's telling me, she's preparing, but telling me, and I'm writing down everything. And then I sum it up, and it's all about reflecting throughout when I was young to now, and saying, finally, I am 21 and I made it. I didn't think I would make it this far.
Love it, man. Let's just get into it. Here's the Forex Jaguar saying, finally 21 here on MET Radio. And the song, according to the digital platform, so please go and download it. Stream it live.
Finally 21. Finally 21. I'm finally 21. Finally 21. Finally 21. Finally 21. Yeah, when I was young, my mother had lost her mom, and that wasn't fun when I was young. My mother got kicked out of the house after losing her mom when I was young. It was 2004, if I can recall. Yeah, I was young. I was only 2 years and not even more. We went through struggle a lot. We had no shelter to hide. We were too poor or broke, so thanks to one number for saving our lives. We had to go through everything. Man, I've been homeless a little kid. Mama went fixing her grave, so finding a job at a spa bakery. Finally 21, finally 21. I'm finally 21, finally 21. Finally 21, finally 21. I'm finally 21, finally 21. When I was I'm
finally, 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 and I am finally, 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 yeah, I am finally, finally old enough to do what I want, finally, finally old enough to show mama love, finally, finally old enough to make mama proud, finally, finally old enough to buy mama heart, finally, finally old enough to buy mama car, finally.
Forex Chagua saying finally 21 here on ABT Radio, man.
What's up?
Listen, you are a Jagua for real, man.
King of the jungle.
Listen, take us through that name, by the way. I'm interested to know. Yeah. Forex Chagua.
Forex Chagua. As I told you, I look to my inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. So I look to J. Cole. I have like four role models. So one day I was just like, my approach to this music thing was, I want to be inspired by different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the four best people that I was like, okay, these are my four best people, which is J. Cole, Joyner Lucas, Kanye West, and Kendrick Lamar.
Oh,
so, I put all of them, like all of their pictures in the wall. Do you know, like, have you seen like in movies or something where the police actually are trying to find, investigating something, and they put like pictures on the wall and they putting like, okay, X on this one, X on this one, and X on this one. And I was like, okay, this is my first one, X. This is my second one, X. This is what at one, X. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be an animal that is bred by these four different types of people.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, put on the wall. I'm like, okay, four. That could be my name. 4X. I was like, okay, 4X.
Oh,
an
wow.
An animal that's made from these different people. And I was like, okay, then I was like, 4X, the animal. And I was like, nah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a sentence. Let me just have a name. 4X, the animal. What's my favorite animal? And I was like, okay, the jaguar. Okay, oh. I am 4X jaguar.
Imagine, I'm so sorry to say that you look like a jaguar.
That's crazy.
But man, lovely name, hey? Thank you very much. Let's just speak about your current EP, current project that you are working with.
Yes, sir.
Kusemenze Nobani, and of course, yeah, take us through it.
Oh, 21, I worked with producer-wise, beats made by, for instance, the first song is made by Flash from Pretoria. And A Lovely Headed Nigga produced by Chili Made Beats.
Mm.
And most of the other beats produced by Depo on the beats. And yeah, I think that's it. Mostly it's produced by Depo on the beats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the features, I have the most talented girl I've ever seen contacted, like Blue. Blue is the best. Blue is like those American artists you see. And yeah, it's Blue, and then one of my bros from the hood, of Fortune, and TJ. Yeah.
Oh.
That's it. And Alpha the Dawn. I can't forget my bro. That's my twin. Alpha the Dawn.
Shout out to Twin, man. So. And of course, speaking of features, eh? And in the near future now, because, you know, everything can happen. Social media is here. So, you know, maybe they're listening right now.
Yes, sir.
And Oba knows this one. I can collaborate with this artist, South Africa or internationally. Oba knows this one. I can work with this one.
Okay. South Africa wise. Nasty C, because of the versatility. But I could work with anyone, but it's Nasty C, Casper. Yeah, I think those are, I never thought about it actually, but Nasty C just always comes up on the list. And internationally, I would hate to die and not do a song with
Chris Breezy,
J. Cole, and all of them. And to some people, it might sound crazy, but I'm just hoping on the best. I'm just hoping on the best. And a lot of people say I should work. I had a lot of suggestions like, hey, bro, you should do a song with Tony Daimani. Bro, I think you could make a good song.
Yeah, I was about to say that, actually. And even with Smamani, your sound.
I would love to work with them. And with me, my approach, when I get into the music industry, I just wish to work with everyone. just everyone, not just on the hip hop side, just everyone. Because as I told you, I'm just in love with music, not just only hip hop, but I prefer doing hip hop. But I do have some piano songs that I think would be a hit. And I think Kabza, I wish Kabza would ever give me a chance to say, okay, let's listen to what you have, or anyone. But I'm just saying Kabza because, you know, they're the OGs. Yeah. And gospel wise too, just there, man.
Ooh, you everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I'm inspired by Kanye West. Kanye West is doing a lot of
things. Man. I love it because you don't box yourself to a certain genre because I can't work with those people because they're in gospel. You can also work with Maskandi, right?
I do. I've done some freestyles on Umaskandi.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Take us through. Tell us more about that.
I wish you had a beat.
Oh, wow.
I've done some freestyles.
In isiZulu, right?
Not really.
Come
on. I can't be singing. I'm mostly rap in English, but I dab into Venek some other time. And a lot of people complain, you know, because the bros I'm around, they speak Zulu. They be like, hey, bro, why you not calling us Zulu talk? And I'm like, okay, bro, but it's just that me na mangenza music, I'm inspired. There is something that inspires me to say, okay, let me do this now. I don't just sit and say, okay, let me write a song. Something comes first before I do something. So they always tell me that, and I'll be like, bro, I do write some Zulu verses and all. And then they've heard them verses and they be like, bro, yazi. Dog, and you really fire in Zulu, but you don't want to rap in Zulu.
Can you speak Zulu? Can you say something in Zulu?
I will.
I do. He is speaking Zulu.
Yes, Zulu. Hey, yes, Zulu.
Like a Zulu, 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 or.
Ngom Zulu, mina. Wale mtuba tuba kama. It's just that a lot of people would ask me, like, where did you take all this English? Because when are you from the farm? I'm like, hey, I learned it just
Nasty
from
C and
TV.
You, yes, because even Nasty C is a Zulu, Zulu, Zulu guy. Yeah, he can also speak Zulu. I was like, okay, you can.
Ukuthi mina, when I start, like, to speak and when I start to be serious and talking about something, I just moved toward English because I think I can explain better in English. I don't know how, but automatically, even ngishong shela,
lovely.
But mang shela ngingekho serious, I can just. That's how I always tell girls, Uguti, if I ever approach you and speak Zulu with you and be like some kind of cool, just know I'm not serious. So if I actually end up speaking English, and even if you complain, bro, I can't. Because when I'm serious, I start to speak English automatically.
Speaking of love, here's another song. A Lovely Hated Nigga. Take us through the song, and what was going through your mind?
Got blue on that one. She killed it. So, Lovely Hated Nigga, there is this, crazy enough, there is this bro I featured on the album. He started doing music way back. And he started working way back. So, when I now, you know, when you look up to someone and somehow, I'm not saying it is, but somehow feels like you looked up to them and went on working and surpassed their level by your seriousness and your focus. So I feel like it was like that. And with him, when my bros around, they chill with him, they get my songs and they go, make him listen to my songs and he'd be like, nah, that's trash. He was hating. And like hating on the music part and hating on the part that I got a job and I am moving different. You know, like that song, you will get the verse. It says, I can't remember the verse, but it talks about Uguti. They don't hate you when you just like them. But when you are moving different, that's when they hate you because you are moving well. He got his job years ago and it's been paying well. But me, I just got my job recently and I've done a lot of things more than he did. You see?
Now
he's worrying me about that. It's because I believe Uguti, there is that line in the song, Uguti, it ain't about how much you get, it's about what you do with it. You know, so it's been like that with me. It's not about how much you get, because there's some people that are earning like less than 10k and doing better than people earning 20k
True.
Or something like that. So yeah, the hate was from there and the music too. And I was inspired to write that song. We cool now. We cool. No cap. Okay. But just to make it clear, we cool now. But, and he loves me big time, bro. Now he loves me big time. I think it was just temporal hate. And it helped me to write such a good song like this, because a lot of people who are not hip hop fans, it's easy for them to fall in love with this song, you know. They can relate. It's just a vibey song, a catchy one. Yeah. So that's how I came up with a song, and I featured Blue on the song. Blue, how I met Blue. There's one bro from who started, I don't know what school in town. Mm-hmm. So he saw Blue singing randomly, Jay, and he was like, "Hey,
Lentombazani, I can do something."
And then he called me like, "Crazy, bro, I have a girl you can work with." I'm like, "Bro, okay, show me what she has." And then he sent me the video. I don't know this song. "You make me wanna cry. Hey, dance for me,
dancing,
for me,
man. Oh my goodness, that Blue.
Yo. No, oh, Blue
was singing that song.
Oh, and then, crazy. I'm like, yo, I'm somehow feeling like she's singing it better than the original.
You know,
bro, if I would show you the video, bro, I nearly cried. I was like, nah, bro, there's no ways I'm getting a girl like this, bro. And I was like, hey, I wish I had a record label to just sign her for us.
But, you know.
But she's hot, bro. She's hot. So that's how I got to her. And we recorded the song couple of times. And we only got the final product when she was like, "You know what, FJ? Hey, man, I'm giving up, bro. Because you keep on calling me to repeat, re-record. And then I told her, like, "Blue, there's this song I recorded with one of my friends who calls it Don't Leave. That song, Saipindangaz Gangag. Just because we knew what we wanted, and what we were getting was not what we wanted. So now I keep on doing it until you get it right. I know it. The reason why I know, Mina, in most of my songs, the song that I re-record the most is the hardest out of them all. So that's how I gave her inspiration, you know, encouragement. Ugutsi, if we re-record it different, like a couple of times, multiple times, then you know that's the one.
And that perfection.
Yeah, you want it to be perfect, even though it can never be actually perfect, but you know what you want. And because music is spiritual.
True.
You know, Woody, when I listen to this song, I want to reach this level. You know, that's how the song came up. Yeah, a lovely hated nigga. Because I feel like I'm a lovely hated nigga. I love people. I don't hate no one, but they've been hating on me for nothing. So that's why I'm saying I am lovely, but I'm hated.
Lovely, man. And of course, you are lovely, but you are hated, man. Because right now I'm hating for the fact that you love your version, eh?
Hey, bro,
and
I do, man.
Man, keep on doing that, man. How can we book you, man? This Easter weekend, my gigs maningi, people that are throwing parties. How can we get hold of you?
I've been looking on that, bro. And like, and I'm sitting at home doing all this music. I'm thinking, okay, hey, me, bro, one thing about me, you'll get about me. I don't care who is hot out there. I always think I'm the best, you see. So I always look at myself in the mirror and say, yo, bro, you the best, bro. You're killing it. And sometimes I think, hey, bro, you're just killing it, but nobody knows you. Yeah, bro. So how do you get out there? And I'm thinking, okay, I should get to know people. And I'm happy because I contacted you for this. And I'm happy it's finally happening, because this is even my first interview ever.
Oh, wow. Shout out to that, man.
I appreciate this interview, and I'll always look back to it, man, for giving me this chance. Yeah. Bookings-wise, yeah, I mean, you can get me on my socials. Yeah, you can just DM me there, because I ain't got a manager. I'm managing myself. One thing about me, man, I'm not going to be so...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to tell
you.
A manager, yami, I'll be managing the manager.
Yeah.
But a manager, I believe, which is just there to help you. You just say, okay, say, Handavetu Yazi, I have a lot of things to do. Could you please handle that for me? Handle. A manager is there to handle the things that you can't handle on your own. But you have to do this and this and that, but you can't handle all of them at once. And I've been facing that, and I've been crashing out, bro, like having ish.
Tough times.
It's tough, bro. But booking wise, you can get me on my socials at Forex Jaguar. All the social media platforms is just Forex Jaguar, Forex Jaguar. Yes, sir.
Love it. Email, if you have an email, so that's a drop of an email.
The email is forexjaguarmusic@outlook.com.
Let's repeat it.
forexjaguarmusic@outlook.com.
Lovely. That is Forex Jaguar. Forex Jaguar, thank you so much for your time, man. And we wish you nothing but the best in this career path of Chuzile. And of course, lot of heat, man, because you're bringing fire upon fire. And right now, let me just keep on going. Currently, this is my favorite songs, by the way, because ngilalelile Elia, ne? Grace sent me this song. So it's my current fave.
Even my girl love it.
Oh, shout out to the girl. Shout out to you. Oh, wow, you're off market, man.
Yeah, I've been on for 4 years now. I'm off.
Oh, and so
I'm
sorry for you
back.
Guys.
I'm not coming back.
What a lucky lady, hey! And of course, here's the Forex Jaguar saying a lovely hated nigga here on MET Radio.
This is an MET Radio podcast.